Today we're building a clean old-school DNB switch-up in Ableton Live 12, the kind of dark, 90s-inspired transition that feels cold, suspenseful, and proper underground without wrecking the groove. The big idea here is simple. Your main drop stays tight and functional, then you pivot into a shorter section that feels broken, haunted, and full of tension. Not a full breakdown, not a random stop. More like the tune briefly steps into a darker corridor before slamming back into the main pressure. And the key ingredient we're using for that contrast is vocals, but not as a big melodic top line. We're treating vocals like rhythm, texture, and atmosphere, almost like a ghost MC presence floating inside the arrangement. First thing, choose a vocal source that can handle heavy processing, ideally something short, 1 to 3 words, or a very tight spoken phrase. A spoken line works better than a sung hook for this style, because we want attitude, movement, and clarity even after chopping. Bring the vocal into an audio track and warp it cleanly. If it has pitch movement, use Complex Pro. If it's more of a chopped rhythmic phrase, beats can work nicely. Keep the transpose move subtle. A drop of 2 to 5 semitones can darken it up, but don't overdo it. We want eerie, not cartoon spooky. Now duplicate that track. One version is your cleaner, more understandable phrase. The other is your chop texture layer. Group them together as a vocal group so you can process them as one family later. That makes the whole switch up feel coherent instead of like a bunch of disconnected tricks. Now let's make the vocal work like percussion. Load the vocal into simpler, switch to slice mode, and slice by transients. This is where the switch up starts behaving like a drum edit instead of a standard breakdown. Now you can trigger individual bits of the vocal with MIDI notes and arrange them like hits. A strong starting idea is a 2-bar call and response. On bar 1, place a short vocal hit on beat 1, then another on the offbeat, maybe the end of 2. On bar 2, answer with a different fragment on beat 3, then let a delay tail spill into the next bar. That's the vibe. Tight, sparse, deliberate. If the chopped vocal feels too full, low pass it a bit inside simpler or with a filter after it. Somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz is a good place to start. You want enough edge for intelligibility, but not so much top end that it fights the cymbals and snare. And here's a really important coach note. If the phrase doesn't still work when the words are barely understandable, it probably isn't cut tightly enough yet. For this style, the vocal should function as rhythm first and meaning second. Now we shape the tone with a clean but nasty Ableton chain. On the chopped vocal track, start with EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out mud. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets sharp and pokey, ease off a little around 3 to 5 kHz. Next, add saturator. Just a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed, and level match the output so you're not fooled by louder sounding better. The goal is grain and attitude, not obvious distortion. After that, use echo or filter delay for movement. Keep it synced to a DNB-friendly bounce, like an eighth note or dotted eighth. Feedback around 20 to 35% is usually enough. Darken the repeat so the tail supports the phrase instead of taking over the whole section. Then add reverb, but be stingy with it. We want corridor energy, not giant cinematic wash. Short to medium decay, a little pre-delay, and a high cut to keep it controlled. Finish the chain with utility. If the vocal gets too wide, bring the width down a bit. A lot of the weight in dark DNB comes from keeping the important stuff centered and stable. Now let's build the drums around that vocal phrasing. For an old-school switch-up, you want a break that has character. Something crisp, broken, and lively. Warp it to tempo, then start editing the accents so they answer the vocal. Don't make it too polished. A little looseness is part of the DNA. Layer a snare or rim shot on the backbeat so the section still feels grounded. That's important. Even when the groove gets broken and eerie, the listener still needs a spine to hang on to. You can add ghost notes too. Small hats, little snare ticks, tiny broken accents. Keep the velocities low and vary the timing just a touch, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the grid, to create that human drag. It gives the section a worn, physical feel, like a classic edit rather than a sterile loop. If you want extra bite, process the break bus with drum bus or a bit of saturator. Don't crush it. Just enough drive and crunch to make it feel excited. Think pressure, not destruction. Now let's bring in the bass sensor phrase. This is where the switch up stays full and musical instead of empty. Build your low end in two zones. One track is the sub, clean and mono. The other is the mid bass, your reese or detuned movement layer. For the sub, keep it simple and stable. Operator sign, a clean sample, whatever works. Mono it, keep it focused. This is the anchor. For the mid-bass, use something like wavy-dable operator or a resampled bass sound. You can low-pass it if it's stepping on the vocal, and add light movement effects like chorus ensemble or facer flanger just on that mid-layer that gives you the dark, roiling motion without wrecking the low-end discipline. The best phrasing here is call and response. Let the bass hit underneath the first vocal chop, maybe hold a note on beat 3, then answer the phrase with a stab or slide after the delay throw. That way the vocal asks the question and the bass replies from underneath it. Now we automate energy instead of stacking more stuff. This is one of the biggest lessons in a premium switch-up. The power comes from movement, not density. So automate your vocal filter to open gradually as the return approaches. Automate the delay feedback to bloom on the final word only. Bring the reverb send up on the last phrase and let it wash out just enough. You can also automate the bass filter opening from dark to full over one or two bars. Start the mid-bass more buried, then let it emerge as the drop return gets closer. That creates a really satisfying sense of release. A small gain move can help too. If the busiest bar feels overloaded, duck the group by 2 to 4 dB for just that moment. It can make the impact feel bigger without changing the sound design at all. And this is where Ableton Live 12 is really handy. Group related elements and automate the group macros if you've mapped them. That keeps your focus on musical energy instead of drawing a million microscopic envelopes. Now, arrangement-wise, keep this thing DJ-friendly. The best switch-ups still make sense in a mix. They should land on a phrase boundary, not randomly in the middle of a bar. So think 4-bar or 8-bar logic. Maybe your first drop runs 16 bars. Then at bar 9 or 25, you pivot into the switch-up. That way it feels intentional. A strong structure could be something like 16 bars intro, 16 bars first drop, 8 bars build into the switch-up, 4 bars of sparse dark vocal and break tension, then 16 bars of second drop with variation. That second drop matters. The switch-up only hits if the return feels clearly different. So make the switch-up narrower, darker, and more reverberant, then bring the drop back tighter, punchier, and more centered. Even if the second drop isn't louder, it should feel harder because the contrast is stronger. One really useful advanced move is resampling. Once the vocal starts doing something cool, print it. Bounce the processed vocal to audio and chop it again. That gives you unique tails, weird little one-shots, and gritty fills that feel way more characterful than just leaving a live effects chain running forever. You can also do a micro-stutter ending on the final vocal chop. Duplicate it a few times, shorten each repeat, and let it glitch out right before the drop comes back. That's a really nice old-school-to-modern bridge move. It sounds like the vocal is collapsing into the impact. Another great variation is reverse into hit phrasing. Reverse one chopped word and slam it into a dry hit. That works especially well before a fill or the downbeat of the return. It creates that little inhale before the punch. You can also experiment with octave call and response. Keep the first vocal chop in its original pitch, then answer with a version pitched down an octave or close to it. That gives you a basement level reply that feels very dark and very DNB. Now let's do a final check. Put the whole thing in mono for a second, and make sure the sub still feels solid and the vocal core is still understandable. Check that the mid-bass isn't masking the vocal around the 2 to 4 kHz zone, and make sure the vocal isn't louder than the backbeat. In this style, the snare and sub usually need to stay in charge. Also, watch the amount of space. If every sound is drenched in reverb and delay, the section loses its spine. Usually you want one element to stay emotionally dry. That might be the snare, the rim, or the sub hit. That dry anchor is what keeps the darkness feeling strong instead of blurry. So the final principle is this. A clean old-school DNB switch-up is about contrast, rhythm, and restraint. Chop the vocal into percussion. Keep the sub disciplined. Let the break breathe. Automate movement instead of overcrowding the section. And use Ableton stock tools to make it feel like a deliberate, classic, DJ-friendly rewrite of the groove. Build it sparse first. Then make it mean. Then make the return hit like it had nowhere else to go.